better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Well, we are. That fire coming from heaven, right? And we're talking with Gene Smith about so many things, but we started out talking about the Vatican and talking about the various groups from the Masons to the Freemasons, the Stonemasons, how it evolved, and, of course, the Mafia and all of these other secret societies, as it were. You know, they all take oaths. They all engage in some sort of oath-taking, don't they, Gene?
Yes, and... let me finish answering your question right quick. The
sure.
two horns, the one that was like in verse 11.
Yes, in Revelation.
He had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. This means that they, outwardly they claimed to be Christian, but actually inwardly they were satanic.
No.
And I believe this is the religion that Constantine created at the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. Outwardly, he said he was a Christian. The religion that they created there at the Council of Nicaea in 325 said they were Christian. But inwardly, when you study their doctrines, when you study what they have done since that time, they are very satanic.
And grievous wolves entering in amongst them, not sparing the flock.
Right.
And
they
New
control
Testament.
The Roman Empire, mm-hmm. and to a great extent, they control the world today also.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take another call. Bob in Texas is now on. Hello, Bob. Hello, Bob.
Good evening.
Yes.
I'd like to compliment you on your guest tonight, Rick. Very seldom is it that you meet somebody who really does have it together and understands what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, earlier, Gene, you were talking about the system, the mm-hmm. religious, monetary,
political.
And political. Okay,
mm-hmm.
now I want you to think about something. There are three entities, sovereign entities, on the planet Earth. One of them is the City of London, one of them is the Vatican, and one of them is the State of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all frauds. But they exist with mm-hmm. diplomatic immunity. They are their own countries unto themselves. And the City in London that I'm speaking of is the money center, mm-hmm. the financial center. It's within London proper, but it's called the City. And it's where Roberto Calvi was found hung from Blackfriars Bridge, which was a Masonic assassination. And they made it very plain. But when we stop and look at the fact that the Masonics are running the banking out of this place called the City, Rome and the Vatican are running the religious people, and the Israelis are running terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the truth of our enemy. And when you were talking earlier, you mentioned those three causes, and they're all Babylonian. The whole system is Babylonian, and what we have been trained up in this system. And people that are carrying a Social Security card in their pocket are in the system, and that's part of it. And it seems as if they lead us around by the nose, because we won't give up one or two of our favorite little pet projects, or maybe I'm a Catholic and I want to stay a Catholic, or maybe I'm a Mason and want to stay a Mason. But the fact of the matter is, it's all of them. They're all Babylonian. They're all the same. There's no difference in any of them. And I was going to mention a website that has it's a Vatican website, and it has an archive on there with a virtual tour. And it has all these frescoes that are painted on the walls in the Vatican, and it's all of the kings of Europe and Asia turning over their kingdoms to the Pope. And so when, you know, I was raised Catholic, and I was an altar boy, did Latin Mass and all that stuff. And it took me a long time, you know, to come to the realization, and I'll tell you, Gene is on the money.
Oh, yes, yes. He's relating the whole system. It's worldwide. And the city mentioned in the Bible in the end times will be the Jerusalem of this time that we live in today. But it's still a replica of what happened 2,000 years ago under Rome.
Yeah, I think we'll see the Pope go to Jerusalem.
Oh, you will. You will. Okay, thank you, Bob. Good points. All right, Gene. Hey, you can respond when we come back, and we'll take Dan and Henry and John next. Stay tuned for more. I'm Rick Adams. More talk just ahead.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com. protein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back. Gene Smith, our guest, TheBibleAnswerMan.com. And, you know, Gene, the preterists, and I'm sure you have many where you are, you know who they are in the various churches of Christ and so forth, they will tell you that all of this, this business and revelation is all past, it's all over. It's all been done virtually all of it. And we don't know when Jesus will come. We don't know how he will come, if he will come, whatever. But they certainly do not believe that that the prophecies that are left are for the future, pertaining to the world and Jerusalem and the standing wall and so on and so forth. And again, I guess you would say that's because they're taking a part of the Bible here and a part of it there, and they're trying to make their own theology from this part and that part, basically. Is that what you think or not?
Yes. By the way, my website is BibleTruthMan.com.
I'm sorry. What did I say? Bible?
You said Bible. I forgot what you said, but it's BibleTruthMan.com.
Okay, BibleTruthMan.com.
I think you said Bible Answer Man, but it's the Bible Truth Man.
Yes, there is a Bible Answer Man.
The Bible, yeah, the Bible has the answers, and that's what we have to understand, that the Bible has the truth. Christ Jesus said that in John chapter 17, verse 17, and we as Christians of the New Covenant ought to be sanctified by that truth.
Yes.
And that's what we're discussing. Every time I'm on your program, that's what we discuss. We let the Bible teach us. We don't let a religious organization or any supposed Christian preacher teach us. We let the Bible teach us. And that's the only way you're going to learn the Bible. Now, to get back to what you said, preterism says that all prophecy ended in 70 A.D.,
mm-hmm.
which is utterly absurd, needless to say,
mm-hmm.
Because when Christ Jesus, they say Christ Jesus returned at that time somehow, mm-hmm. some way. Well, 1 Corinthians 15 says, of course, the first resurrection occurs when Christ Jesus returns, and I don't think the first resurrection of the dead Christians occurred in 70 A.D.,
mm-hmm.
And that means that all dead Christians since that time, what's going to happen to them? If the first resurrection has already happened,
yep.
of dead Christians, what happens to the Christians that died after 70 A.D.? It's just a ridiculous theology that can be easily disproved. Now, the prophecy is going on today, but a lot of this prophecy in Revelation and in the Law and the Prophets that the prophets talked about, especially Daniel, began thousands of years ago. We have to understand that prophecy began thousands of years ago. It actually began in Genesis chapter 4 and verse 7, where God told Cain that he was eventually going to, don't be sad just because I rejected your sacrifice. And he rejected his sacrifice because he was the child of Satan the devil. He said, Cain, don't be sad. You're going to rule over Abel's people. Well, that was a prophecy. Most people don't even see that.
Mm-hmm.
And that prophecy is being fulfilled today, Rick, almost 6,000
yes.
years later. Goodness
yes.
gracious. So prophecy in Daniel about about Babylon and Media Persia, Greece and Rome is being fulfilled today. Revelation chapter 17 and verse 5 is being fulfilled today. We're still the two horns. Like a lamb, one and spake as a dragon of the Roman Empire is still controlling religion, organized religion today. These denominations are all a part of that also. And they all are married to government. They're all married to human government, just like the religion that Constantine created in 325 A.D. at the Council of Nicaea. That religion was married to the Roman government. And it's still married to basically the Roman system of government, the Babylon system that we have today. Remember, in Revelation 17, it says that this Babylon system had seven heads, and those seven heads, five were fallen at the time John wrote the Revelation. One was at the time he wrote the Revelation, mm-hmm. Which was the Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have another one that was yet to come, and then the eighth. I say we're living in the eighth. And I think that eighth beast, I'm going to tell you what I think it is. If you study these beasts, the Babylon system, these beast systems, they're all political, organized, human political government systems, human organized religion, human economics based on usury. All of these systems, if you study them, they were Egypt, ancient Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persian, Greece, and Rome. And then we had, I believe, the Napoleonic kingdom. It said it was the last but a short space. Napoleon's empire, which was part of this Holy Roman Empire, and by the way, the Roman Catholic religion was a part of this also. Napoleon was Catholic. And so, therefore, that lasted a short space of time. And then the eighth beast. All these beast kingdoms began one right after the other. That's what I recognize. They all began, one right after the other.
Mm-hmm.
And the eighth beast that's talked about here in verse 11 of Revelation 17, if we're in that, that's the last beast system before Christ Jesus returns, and we're in that beast system right now, which is part of the Babylon system. It goes all the way back to ancient Babylon. And ancient Babylon created this system after the flood of Noah's time with Nimrod and his wife Semiramis. Nimrod, it says in Genesis 10, built Babylon, built the Nineveh, which was the capital of Assyria, that took the ancient Israelites captive.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you connect the dots, Rick. That's what a lot of people have not done.
No, you're
they
right.
They have not connected the historic and prophetic dots.
And all the way through the scriptures, from Cain all the way down to the present age, is that same seed line.
Yeah.
The same seed line that is opposed to God's seed line, the Satan and God fighting it out all the way, the two children.
Guess what happened right after Napoleon was defeated and ended that seventh beast
mm-hmm.
system? You had the Congress of Vienna
mm-hmm.
in 1815. The Congress
mm-hmm.
of Vienna
mm-hmm.
established a Roman Catholicism as the Christian religion in Europe, except for England, that was Church of England. But the Church of England is basically Catholic in all its practices and doctrines. And It established the Rothschild family as the banking family of Europe. Mm-hmm. And that is the 8B system that we're living in today. That is going to continue until Christ Jesus comes to destroy this system, which Revelation 18 talks about.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely fascinating. All right, let's take Dan from California now. Hello, Dan. You've been on the air for a while waiting.
You hear me?
Yes, you're on the air right now. Yes, I can hear you well.
Gene, I'd like to commend you on your intelligence, and it's very, very educational. I'm just an ordinary person, you know, a common person, and I'll say up front that I'm a Catholic. And I'd like to tell you that Manzini, he's the one that started the mafia. In fact, that's where it comes.
Mazzini.
The Italian.
No, it was Mazzini, M-A-Z-Z.
Yeah, Mazzini.
Not Manzini. Right, yes.
Okay, Mazzini, but it means
right.
The mafia.
Right.
Mazzini authorizes Ferti, and I forget what the IA is.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that comes from. But here's the thing. When I was a young kid, I lived in a rural area, and every day I used to go play baseball in the fields with these two Protestant kids, you know?
Yeah.
And they were always friendly to me all week. And then on Sunday I'd come down there, and they'd be real sullen. And I'd say, what's the matter? And of course, they'd gone to church, and they said, you're a Catholic. And I said, well, I was born a Catholic. And they'd say, well, you worship statues. And I say, no, I don't. Statues are plastic, Paris, you know. They fall. We hate to see them fall. Just to remind us of people that did good things. And like I say, I'm a common person, and I just, I don't know. I have the knowledge that you have, but you're pretty fair-minded, it sounds. But I go from station to station, and I hear a lot of Catholic bashing, you know, and this hurts me. I'm Irish-American. Irish are about 99% Catholic. And if we're part of this beast system and want to overthrow everybody, how come the Irish are the highest decorated minority in America, fighting for America, dying on the battlefields in the Civil War and World War II, and Ryan's this and Ryan's that, they're Irish, the O'Sullivan brothers, dying for this country, and people have the nerve to bash the Catholics. Like we're not patriotic, and we're part of the beast system.
I don't think, Dan, that it's the Catholic people that anyone is talking about. It's the system or the church, the hierarchy.
Well, I agree
which,
with you there. That's why I say this gentleman, Gene, is very intelligent.
Right.
We're Catholic laymen. I went to a parochial school. I never saw a sodomite priest, and the nuns were very intelligent.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The queers are infiltrating the church. I was just to Ireland, the north of Ireland.
Okay.
The most bigoted place you can get. Ian Paisley, he wants Catholics boiled in oil. And yet I agree with him. I'm against sodomites, and I'm against abortion, and I'm a Catholic, and he wants to boil me in oil, and I agree with the guy.
Mm.
I don't understand this. And I say to people, and I know the Vatican's infiltrated. You don't have to tell me. Kissinger advises the Pope. Pope Paul II died. There was no crucifix around him at all. There was a Masonic symbol on his white gown.
Mm-hmm.
And who was surrounding the coffin, just like the last pope that died, you had more Masons there than you did Catholics.
Right.
We're not stupid people.
No.
And the lay people, who do you think are throwing out these perverted cardinals and stuff that are protecting the pedophiles? We've been infiltrated. We're good people.
There isn't a human institution that has not been infiltrated at one point or another.
That evangelical that was taking drugs and was with a homosexual.
Ted Haggard,
yes. Terrible.
Yes.
But if we bash, we have got to learn to stick together, at least at a lower level, because if we knock everybody out of the picture, who's going to be left to fight Satan?
Well, that's some interesting thoughts. We're up against the break, but if you'd like to just hang up and listen to Gene's answer, that'll be fine.
Okay, God bless you both.
All right, thank you. Right. Thank you very much. All right, very nice call. Gene, would you like to just wait until after the break, and then we'll have you address his concerns, okay?
That'll be fine.
All right, very good. We'll do that in just a few seconds. And the number here, 800-313-9443. You see, a very intelligent audience, a very thoughtful audience with some very thoughtful issues that we are talking about tonight here. We're talking about the Bible, the past, the present, and prophecy, the future to come. So there's a lot in store and a lot more to come indeed. Stay tuned. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, back with Gene Smith, our guest.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Okay. We're back now, and Gene Smith, our guest. Gene, did you want to address some of the issues that were brought up by our previous caller, Dan?
Yes. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9, it says that Satan has deceived the entire world, the mm-hmm. whole world. And, you know, there's a lot of nice people that are a part of that deception. And I used to be, and thank God that I started studying the Bible and came out of that deception through our human organized religion.
Right.
And we're not attacking people personally. And by the way, not all Irish are Catholics. A lot of them are Protestant.
Well, Ian Paisley is an example.
Even though there's atrocities on both sides here, I don't consider myself a Protestant or a member of any organized religion.
I am
just a new covenant Christian that gets the truth, tries to get the truth from the Bible. And a lot of nice people can be deceived, though,
mm-hmm.
and they can be a part of the Babylon system without knowing about that. They
right.
can be a part of this human organized Babylon system of religion that includes not only Roman Catholicism but denominationalism also. And all of these are human organized religions are married to government. They are tax exempt by government,
mm-hmm.
and they cannot teach the truth of the Bible because of that also. And also, they have adopted pagan doctrines and festivals as Christian. The Catholic Encyclopedia under the article Paganism, even says that Roman Catholicism adopted pagan feast as Christian feast, like Christmas and Easter. And I hope I get a chance to talk about Easter coming up maybe next month.
Yes.
That's a very fascinating subject, and a lot of people don't know the truth about Christ Jesus' death and resurrection and why he was murdered. I love to talk about why he was murdered.
Mm-hmm.
But be that as it may, we have to understand, we have to come out of this Babylon system of organized religion, and we have to mentally come out of this system politically. We cannot be a part of this political system. And people say, how do you come out of the economic system? Well, it's usury. Try to buy things without being charged usury if you can. You know, I mean, you can buy a lot of things at garage sales, whatever, that you don't have to pay interest on. But try to buy things that you don't have to pay interest on. And politically, you know, we cannot be a part of this evil political system of human government, human law. And coming out of organized human religion, not just Roman Catholicism, but, like I say, any human organized religion that doesn't teach the truth of the Bible, and none of them do. Because Christ Jesus is the leader of the Christian church, not any human being. That's what we have to understand. And there's a lot of individual preachers out here that have total control of their congregations mentally, and not just Roman Catholicism through the papacy. But a lot of nice people can be deceived, Rick, and they can be in a satanic religion.
They don't know.
They're nice people.
Right. Their intentions are good, but they unfortunately are being deceived.
Right.
And then they're the evil ones who deceive them and are being deceived themselves. Deceiving and being deceived. All right, let's take Henry in Connecticut now. Hi, Henry. You're on the program with Gene.
Hello?
Yes, Henry.
Yeah.
Hi.
I wanted to, the guy mentioned about the Catholic stuff. What I was going to say is that the original religion of many people of the white Aryan race, whether you're talking Finland, Switzerland, Germany, Norway, Sweden, Denmark, etc., the Franks, the Irish, etc., was never Christianity to begin with, even in Ireland. In Ireland, the very ancient Irish were the Celtics or the Celts. And as far as the Babylon stuff, because I know you're probably going to get into that, how old is Babylon? Or what, 3,000 years old, something like that?
Yeah, ancient Babylon goes back approximately that time to the ancient city. Well, it goes back to right after the flood, which was the 24th century B.C., which was not worldwide, by the way.
Right, and there's two Babylons. The first Babylon was sort of neutral, and you had them, they would take it over, and you had the second Babylon. I think that's the one that's in your Christian Bible that they talk mainly of. But if you even look at the Native Americans, even the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Lakota, and they don't necessarily worship the sun, like itself, as the supreme god, like let's say what the Masons tried to, what the Masonic Babylon religion tried to coerce when they infiltrated these ancient pagan religions. They sort of took them over and made us totally center around sun worship, which to them doesn't represent the sun anyway, as a sun, like the spirit force of the sun. It really represents their deity, Lucifer, and the man's intellect and the intellect of Lucifer, and that's all, so forth. But a lot of these, speaking from the white Aryan race, a lot of the original religions, from Scandinavian stuff, were nature-oriented, nature, sexual, and I don't mean perverted type stuff. When I say perverted, I'm not talking about what the Christians call perverted, but I mean unnatural forms of sex, you know, like animals or incest. But their stuff was nature-oriented, which originally that's what Christianity came out of, and it's thousands and thousands and thousands of years older than Babylon, certainly older than Christianity, even older than even this, before they were even infiltrated.
What is your specific question, Henry?
Right.
Because really going all over the map.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is that he sort of talks like as if, the original people of Europe, especially Northern Europe. Oh, you got a break. Okay.
All right. I'll have you hang on. Stay over, and then we'll try to crystallize a specific question here. All right. We'll be back. Gene Smith and the Bible Answer Man. No, that's not it. The Bible Truth Man. .com. We'll be right back. I'm Rick Adams.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Gold, ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And we have Henry on the line, and we're just trying to get a specific question. Henry, go ahead, ask a specific question so Gene can address it, okay?
Okay, what I want to ask him is that how could you, let's say, could you say or prove that Christianity was ever the true religion or ancient religion of the white race and the northern European Aryan race in particular? I mean, even long before Babylon, long before the Bible, long before even Christ existed. Now, I do know Rome was infiltrated by the Babylonian Illuminati.
Oh, you've asked the question. Now, you're rambling again. Let him respond.
Okay.
Gene?
All right. Well, the Bible is the book of the generations of Adam. Genesis chapter 5, verse 1. Adam and Eve were the founders, the original parents of the white race. There were pre-Adamic people that were not of the white race. Yes, it's true that our people were pagan in Europe, the Celts and the Anglo-Saxons, etc. But that's why they lost their identity. These were the Israelites of the Assyrian captivity, and they lost their identity because they adopted paganism of the people that they were with, the Assyrians. The Assyrians were a part of this Babylon system. They were one of the heads of this beast system of Revelation chapter 17, verse 10 that we've talked about. And the Israelites lost their identity by adopting Assyrian paganism, which went all the way back to ancient Babylon of the 24th century, around there, B.C. And So we see that these peoples that we call the Nordic peoples, the Germanic peoples, yes, they were pagan, but they didn't know they were Israelites because they became paganized. And Christianity, well, true Christianity was spread by Paul and the original disciples of Christ Jesus all the, through North Africa and Europe and into Britain, Spain, France. Christ Jesus told them to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, the Assyrian captivity, in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 6. And he said, go to the nations. The nations, the Greek word ethnos, where we get our English word ethnic from. It means the tribes of Israel, as Strong's Concordance says, as Thayer's Greek Lexicon says. It's translated Gentiles. The Gentiles were the ethnos, these Israelite people of the Assyrian captivity. They were what the King James Bible calls Gentiles, translated from the Latin Vulgate Gentilis. It actually comes from the Greek word ethnos. It should. It should have been translated not Gentiles, but tribes. And the tribes of Israel, the Assyrian captivity, that's where the disciples went. They understood Jesus correctly. That's where they went. History proves they went to these people. I have an essay that proves where these people went also. And what I'm saying is that true Christianity was spread by Paul and his companions and the disciples of Christ Jesus. The religion that was created by Constantine and the Council of Nicaea in 325 A.D. was this religion that said that it was Christian but was actually satanic in its doctrines and in its practices. And they tortured and murdered true Christians throughout the Middle Ages and even during the Reformation period especially. And so we have to understand that there is a false Christian religion, just like there is a true Christ Jesus, a false Christ Jesus. There are true Christians, there are false Christians. It's a true Christian religion, there's a false Christian religion. And the true Christian religion is in the Bible. It is the religion, the way of God, by His laws in Exodus and Deuteronomy.
Hey, all right, Henry. Right. Thank you. We got to move along. Okay. Take it easy, breathing on the phone, by the way. All right, Ann in New Mexico is next. Hello, Ann. Hi, Ann. She's there. I know she's there. Ann in New Mexico.
She's somewhere in New Mexico out there.
Come on, Ann. Come to the phone now, quickly. All right, we'll come back to you then. We'll come back to you if you're still on the line. Let's take Joe. Joe. The church man, Joe Church. Hello, how are you? Are you there, Joe? Oh, you are at church. Are you at church, Joe? Where are you?
Rick, I'm here.
Here you are.
Yep.
From the Church of Philadelphia.
Yes.
Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Hi, Gene.
Hi there, sir.
How you doing? You know, you were talking about the lost tribes. You know, the ancient Druids. Up in the British Isles in ancient times were actually the Baal priests of Israel who were actually scattered and up into those areas. St. Paul's Cathedral in England, you know, many scholars say that St. Paul never went to England, but he has the largest cathedral in England. I'm sure there's a reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Babel means confusion.
All right.
And Zerubbabel, Haggai 2:4, Zerubbabel means born in confusion in the Hebrew. And many of us today, born in the generation of the fig tree in 1948, were born in confusion, born in Babylon. We were born into Babylon. Or the confusion of the end times. You know, it's important. I, being a Catholic, trained and brought up in the Catholic Church, in the school system, for 12 years. I had many teachers who were great teachers. And I went on to study on my own after that. But many of them were great instruments to bring me to my studies. And there were some teachers that I had that left far to be desired. So even within every church, you have the positive and the negative parts. But each individual, see, a church, a physical church, is just a vehicle to bring you somewhere. It's like an automobile. It brings you somewhere, but you've got to actually do the driving. And that's what a church is really supposed to do. They guide you into the, give you the tools to study and make your own decisions. That's the key, make your own decisions. They'll give you the tools to find it out.
Mm-hmm.
See, we go to the scriptures. Everybody has a threshold, how much they can absorb and handle. You go to the scriptures for your, all your understanding and let the Holy Spirit speak to you. The Bible teaches itself.
All right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yeah.
The Kenites, from the beginning, the sons of Cain, were the correction rod that the Father ordained for all times. In Job 41:1, Leviathan, type of, you might call an alligator, they're a type of the Kenite. And the Leviathan, if somebody wants to read about the type of Kenite, they'll get a good picture of it, how you can't play around with an alligator. And how the special protections that they have and everything. And in Deuteronomy 32, which is the song that the overcomers were singing in the book of Revelation. Deuteronomy 32, verse 5. They have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of his children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. That word generation, this was referring to the end time. This is the song that the overcomers were singing. It is the Hebrew number 1755. It means door in Hebrew, and it means posterity, which is seed line.
That's right.
Also, Jesus compares that, confirms that in Matthew 23, 33, and 36.
Mm-hmm.
That word generation is race or posterity. What I'd like to bring out, Gene, and see if you confirm this with me. Every time there's a good work started, you know, even when you start a Bible study, Satan's children are very, very intelligent. They're Johnny on the spot. They always seem to show up on the scene. Did you ever notice that?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
They always seem to work their way in. They're very intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
It's uncanny how they can do it. But according to Zechariah chapter 3, and this is an example of it, verse 1, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. See, Satan is always, every time a good work is done, Satan's right there. In verse 2, and the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. That's Hasatan, Hasatan. It means the accuser or the adversary. That's what Satan means, the accuser, the adversary of the Father's children. That's their job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like a Leviathan. They're like the cleanup. They clean the river. They're the
yes.
cleanup people. And Joshua was clothed. The Lord rebuked thee, O Satan. Even the Lord that had chosen Jerusalem rebuked thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? You see? You see the job that he has to do?
Mm-hmm.
Joshua, by the way, is a type of Jesus in the New Testament.
Well, you brought up a few things to the plate here, Joe, and just let Gene compliment or respond, and then we'll continue, move along. How's that?
Sounds good, Rick.
All right,
also,
Gene.
Also, if he could comment on Matthew chapter 23,
yes.
29 to 34.
I'm just looking at those verses now.
30, 35.
Isn't that something? I'm looking at those. Well, we're of one mind here, see? All right, go ahead, Gene.
Yeah, Matthew 23, 33 and 34, it's also recorded in Luke chapter 11, verses 49 and 50, where Christ Jesus said to these Pharisees and scribes who were these Edomite people from Esau's marriage to the Hittites, who were the descendants of Cain and Satan the devil, he said, you're responsible for the blood of righteous Abel.
Mm-hmm.
He said, your generation is. The word Greek word for generation
That's
means your race, your
lineage. Your race, yes.
Now, how could they be responsible for the death of Abel if they did not come from Cain, because Cain killed Abel. Mm-hmm. I mean, right there, Christ Jesus linked their lineage to Cain. That's why they murdered him, Rick. Mm-hmm. He was murdered by these people to shut that truth up.
That's right.
And these people today would like to murder us also to shut this truth up. This is the truth they do not want exposed, that they are the children of Cain and Satan the devil, not the Israel people of the Bible. And it is human organized religion, and not just the Roman Catholic religion. It is these Judeo-Catholics also, these Judaized Christianity. Mm-hmm. There's a combination of Judaism and Christianity. That's why they call themselves Judeo-Christian. They all teach it, that these people are the Israel people of the Bible. These people that call themselves Jews today, as Revelation chapter 2 and verse 9, Revelation chapter 3 and verse 9 says. It's amazing that all of human organized religion promotes Christ Jesus being a Jew, which he was not. He was an Israelite, but not a Jew, and there's a difference. They promote the nominal, most of the nominal Jews today as being Israel, which they're not. They come from the Edomites and the Hittites and Cain. We see that human organized religion, part of this Babylon system we've been talking about, promotes the children of Cain as the Israel people. They promote a pagan religions labeled Christian as being Christian, not just the religion that Constantine created, the Council of Nicaea in 325, but these Judeo-Christian groups also. You have to understand, Rick, there's a false Christianity run by human organized religion, and there is a false Christ Jesus. There's the true Christ Jesus.
That's it. That's the key right there.
There's the true Israel people and the false Israel people.
Amen. Amen. And Joe, thank you for your call. Excellent call. All right, as always. Let's take Bob in Missouri now. Hello, Bob. You're on with Gene Smith.
Yeah, hi.
Bible Truth Man.
Well,
.com.
Caller, one thing you might want to talk about in terms of Leviathan, that was in Job. That was no alligator. That was a dragon. Alligators don't breathe fire, and they don't cause the ocean to boil and stuff. That was a dragon, and there were such creatures. And
unless their name is Janet Reno.
Right. no. Right.
She breathes fire. Right. Yeah. Right.
Now, there's been so much fallacious stuff going on, and some of the main things I look at in terms of Christianity is being how it's, what you want to call it, Judaized, is being Satanized, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like you to comment on a couple things, because one of the main things, and, you know, Rick, I don't know if you subscribe to this, is that Jesus is going to come back, and Israel, he's going to save Israel. And that's what Christianity is basically based on right now. So they can take us, suck all the money out of this country over to Israel. They're stealing all our money right now. That is total fallaciousness, because if you look at, you're talking about Matthew there. You know when Christ was talking to the Pharisees, he's talking to Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
He said he's going to leave that temple barren until they say, blessed he is he who comes in the name of the Lord, which means they have to become Christian.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, it talks about, so he's not coming back. They're not about to be declaring Christianity.
I think we need to, because of the sake of time, just limit ourselves to that one question and have Gene respond to you right now about saving Israel. What does that mean, Gene?
Well, the state of Israel over there is not Israel.
No,
it's Israel. And, Christ Jesus is not coming to save that. He's coming to save his people, the true Caucasian people, the Israel people, from their enemies, who are those people over there, these people that call themselves Jews and are not, but the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 2:9-3:9, the people from Cain and Satan, the devil. This is the story of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. It is a continuous story, and Christ Jesus was murdered by these people to shut this truth up, like I said.
Mm-hmm.
And well, what we have to do is realize that we have to be a new covenant Christian, either as an Israelite or an adopted Israelite. You can't be against the true Israel people, the Caucasian people today, and be a Christian. And there's a lot of human organized religion that talks against the white race, the Caucasian people, tries to make them the bad people, and these nominal Jews the good people, which they are not. Even the Arabs are from Abraham.
Right.
And these nominal Jews are not even from Abraham. They are from Esau and the Hittites, or just directly from the Hittites. And that's a very interesting history too, we can talk about sometime.
Yeah, we'll do another program. Okay, Bob, I thank you for your call. Just don't have time because we have to squeeze in a couple of more, but thank you so much for participating. Let's see if we can just start with Ann here before the break. Hello, Ann's back. Ann from New Mexico. Hello, Ann.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I finally got connected.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, good discussion.
Thank you.
Yeah, the system, if you add up all those numbers from Revelation 17, 9 to 14,
mm-hmm.
it comes up to 666. That's including war. Mm-hmm. The number for war is 600.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from Biblical Mathematics
mm-hmm.
by Ed Valero. I just wanted to say to Dan, listen, I was raised Catholic. Well, should
yep.
I wait?
Yeah, hang on. We'll let you finish the statement. We'll be right back after 3 minutes of the break, and we'll do that in 3 minutes with Gene Smith, our guest, and Ann from New Mexico. We'll take one more call after that, and then we'll wrap up tonight's program. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The New World Order thought police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Okay, we're back in the final 5 minutes here. And Ann, you were going to have a message for our previous caller, Dan?
Revelation 18:4, Jeremiah 51:6 and 45 and also Zechariah 2, which I'll quote, "Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon." And then read Isaiah 47, Zechariah, Daniel, and the book of Revelation, along with Matthew 23, and you'll find out, you know, what's happening here.
Mm-hmm.
And Gene, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Sure, may.
Yeah. What tribe was Joshua born in? You said he's not a Jew, and that makes sense. But I was wondering, and he's an Israelite, Hebrew. But what tribe was he born in?
I think he was from the tribe of Judah, yes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. All right. I just want to make sure. Yeah.
King David. All right, Ann, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Thank you. All right. And Ben in Arkansas is last. Hello, Ben. Are you there, Ben? Here he is.
Hierarchy wear the little Jewish skull caps.
What was that, Ben?
Why do the Catholic hierarchy from the bishop to the pope wear the little Jewish skull cap?
All right. That's a question for you, Gene, if you'd like to tackle that.
I think that's a good sign that they're all Judeo-Christians, or actually what I call them, Judeo-Catholics. They're a mixture of Judaism and Catholicism. These denominations are even, but the Roman Pope wears the skull cap just like the rabbis do,
mm-hmm.
which, again, it means they're part of the Babylon system and part of the harlots there of Roman Catholicism and Judaism. And a religion that claims to be Christian but is not, from my research, and then a religion that's definitely not Christian, that doesn't even claim to be Christian, that's totally antichrist religion. And so we see that these signs do have a meaning, definitely, and that the skull cap on the Roman Pope and the rabbis shows the connection between Catholicism and Judaism. A lot of Roman Catholic teaching is Judaism, believe it or not, from the Babylon Talmud. As a good example, Cain married his sister. That comes from the Babylon Talmud, not the Bible, but yet the Roman Catholics and the denominations teach that that's what Cain did, married his sister. That's not true. That's just an example of how Judaism has been mixed with Catholicism and into Judeo-Christianity today that calls itself Christian, but is not, really. It's not Christianity from the Bible.
All right. Does that answer your question, Ben? Okay, I think it did. He asked the question and hung up. Very good. Now, that gives you time, Gene, to once again mention your site, what you discuss, how people can get information from you, no charge, whatever, can write to you or email you. Go ahead. Tell us now.
Well, it's BibleTruthMan.com is the website. Just BibleTruthMan, one word, .com. My email is BibleTruthMan@Yahoo.com. BibleTruthMan@Yahoo.com is my email. My phone number is 817-483-1485, 817 area code 483-1485. They can order literature, Satan's Great Deception, and they can order literature on the pagan Easter that I'll hope to be talking about.
Yes. Well, that concludes two interesting, fascinating hours, Gene. Thank you very much, and we'll do it again next month.
I hope so.
Thank you, brother.
Much,
yes, thank you. Bless you. All right. That's it. Out of time for tonight. Lord willing, we'll be back again tomorrow night with another fascinating program, 9 o'clock Central. Don't miss it. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. A Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night, everyone.